time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win in Green Bay on Saturday night.
Okay, just congratulations to our football team, to our leaders. Just a heart-defining win is what that was. The type of win that makes you proud to be a Raven, makes you proud to be with these guys every single day, starting with Derrick Henry and Tyler Huntley and everybody else that led the way to this victory. So very proud of these guys, very grateful for this game, very grateful for this win. Derrick talked about it in the pregame prayer and talked about I'm gonna make you ask him what he said in the pregame prayer and what he talked about to the guys, because I just think the belief on this football team is at a level that I've never really seen before, because we've been through a lot. And it just makes my heart sore to see that and to see how these guys respond and how they're there for one another and how they fight for one another, how they run the ball for one another. It's what a team should be. So what questions do you have?
It's one of the
greatest performances I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it was hard downhill running, but also a lot of make miss. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends, but also the wide receivers. I'm going to tell you, when you watch that tape, you guys go back and watch the tape, you're going to see everybody blocking, including the wide receivers. I mean, I got little Zay out there blocking people. Bate is blocking people. Hop is blocking people. They all are. 81's in there fighting, blocking people. I mean, it's that's what I'm talking about. You talk about a team that cares about one another.
Had to win to keep your chances alive. How important or how intentional was it to sort of be physical and be imposing in that way you guys were?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to connect those two things, because they're both true, but we're intentional about that every week. We want to play that way every single week, and we are physical every single week. I thought it really expressed itself today for sure. And we were able to move the chains. We were able to stay on the field. We did the things to stay on the field and extend the drives. We've been doing those things all year, but something would intercede and knock us off the field, and we didn't get a chance to express that physicality with more plays. We got the plays today. We got the time of possession today that we hadn't had in other games sometimes. So just really proud of that. I think that's the difference.
Committing more to the run today, it was more you just get more opportunities to run.
I do think that. I mean, we were intentional about committing to the run for sure. I'm not going to downgrade that. I mean, it was like a main deal, but it was a week before, and it was a week before that, and it was a week before that too. So we probably did a better job of it. I do think that, Jeff. We were more intentional. Maybe we didn't get away from it. Maybe, but we also had more opportunities because we got the sticks moving. You know, we weren't in third and long very often, so that was good.
The way he responded to the moment.
A+. I mean, A+. Give him 2 pluses on top of that. Maybe 3. That's how it was. I mean, it couldn't have been any better. And I just thought some of the clutch plays, the kind of plays that you have to make. And then, you know, I see Tyler every day in practice, so I'm not surprised. I see him execute every day in practice. But for him to make the third down conversions, the scramble plays, the throws, the on-time throws, the accurate throws that he made, to run the offense in Lambeau Field, I mean, it's loud. In Lambeau Field, to run the offense the way he did, make the checks the way he did, get us in the plays we needed to get in, just A+.
Just following up on Tyler, how critical was the first sequence, the opening drive, you know, his first pass to Andrews, and then, yeah, you know, Derrick to pick up 50 yards and get that early score?
Probably really critical. I would say, you know, Tyler can answer that, but I felt good about it. It sure made me feel confident. You know, I was happy to see it. Got us off on the right foot, got the lead. That was good for us, too. We ended up taking the ball. We don't always do that. Got the lead. That was big.
I was going to ask you, you often will defer. Was it a matter of wanting your offense on the field right away and set the tone, or why did you do that?
It was twofold. It was try to get the lead, and I thought we could do it, you know, but also the wind, because that wind was howling in that one direction down there, so that was the bonus to that was we would have the wind in the fourth quarter at our back for Tyler Loop if we needed it.
You know, to 3, y'all are facing 3rd and 9, you give the ball to Derrick, he gets 3rd and long, and Derrick gets like a 9-yard gain, then gets the big gain down the sideline. That 2-play sequence, how critical was that for
you? Absolutely critical. I'm proud of Todd, you know, for calling it. You know, that showed a lot of confidence, and I mean, the run was phenomenal. I mean, it was right up our sideline over there, you know, it was an impressive run. How many times, you ran through about 4 guys, and the offensive line came in and put some more muster into that run.
Luke, now you beat the Browns to beat the Steelers. How closely will you be watching that game?
I'll probably be watching that game pretty closely, yeah. But that's, you know, it's out of our control. We understand that, and we did our part. And we got another game next week that we intend to go win, irregardless of what happens. And that's our job. So that's what our guys will be thinking about.
John, I think some fans took note of like the play sheet that you're holding. I don't know if you normally do that on a week-to-week basis, but did you have any more kind of oversight of the offense that night?
Oh, no, no. The same play sheet I always have, yeah.
What was the heart, or I guess the center of your post-game message, noting that, you know, you don't control your destiny? And will you be with your staff or anything tomorrow, or have company during that game?
Were you in the post-game message? Did you hear some of that?
No.
Oh, okay. There might be some plans, perhaps, but we'll see. What was the question?
What was the heart of your message, if you care to sharing any of that?
It was just what I shared with you. The heart of the message is just how much I'm proud. It's like my dad texts after every single win, and he said, this may be your team's greatest win ever. He says it every week. And every week he's right. And he's especially right this week, too. And that's how I started off the meeting after we prayed and gave glory and honor to where it belongs. This was probably our greatest win ever. I'd have to quote my dad on that one.
Two more for John.
I know, obviously, that physical play has been this team's signature for as long as you've been here. Do you kind of connect the dots at all between, like, how many guys your team is kind of knocking out of games and how well you guys are holding up injury-wise?
I am proud of this team and how physical they play. I mean, this is as physical a football team as I've ever coached or been associated with at any level. This is a physical football team, all three phases. Look at the kickoff coverage team. I'm proud of that, man. I'm proud of the way these guys bring it every single day. I'm proud of our brand of football. It means a lot to me to see these guys embrace that. They want to play that kind of football. They're calling for it, you know. And man, that just that makes me really happy. Makes me proud.
All set?
I guess just thoughts on the defense, you know, kind of an up and down day, but well, yeah. At the end.
I thought the defense did a good job of kind of picking themselves up off the mat. You know, I mean, those just too many big plays in the passing game. Just crazy. You know, how did this happen kind of plays. We were a little on our heels. We were a little discombobulated there, and it was shocking. And we were all kind of shocked by it. So I thought led by Roe and Kyle and those guys, they did a good job of kind of taking a deep breath, took a breath, got it figured out, and started playing a little better. I got to give Malik Willis a lot of credit. We had him in the pocket numerous times, you know, and he got out and made plays. That's probably the biggest thing. So, you know, all those things are things that they had to overcome, and I'm glad we did finally at the end.
All right, thanks.
Okay.